Hiya, is that
Oh,
Louise?
could I ask who's calling first?
Sorry?
Could I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Francesca from INS. We spoke on WhatsApp earlier today.
Yes,
Okay.
Francesca.
Yeah, is now a good
Yeah,
time to
I'm
speak?
fine. Yes,
Yeah.
Francesca.
No
I
worries.
took my psychotic in that, Francesca.
No worries. Okay, so just a reminder, okay, so obviously, things we're going to be speaking about today can be quite difficult, okay? So if you need a break at any point, just let me know. Okay?
Yes, I'm
If you need
doing.
time off or anything like that, okay?
Yes, right.
So 2 seconds, let me just grab something. Just pull up your file for you. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you, is that okay?
Yes, thank
Yeah.
you,
There you go. So can I have your full name, please?
Francesca. Sorry, Francesca.
Okay, no
No,
worries.
Louise McKenna.
Okay, and your date of birth?
It's the 3rd of the 12th,
Yeah.
1986.
86, yeah. And your current address?
Is 3 flat 02 Houston Street, Renfrew.
Perfect. And did you by any chance know your address before you were placed in care?
God, right now, I
Or
was
just
9, so,
the area or anything you can remember?
I was 9, so, you said, I said in Maple Drive,
What was
31G Maple Drive, Johnson Castle.
your address? So 31 Maple Drive, did you say?
31G Maple Drive.
Drive. And what area was that in?
Johnson Castle.
And did you know the names of your parents?
Yes, like I've never actually saw my real dad, I just know, like,
Yeah.
he has been, my biological dad is Robert McKenna.
Robert.
McKenna.
Yeah.
And my mother, who's dead now, is Karen.
Karen. Is that with a
McKenna.
K?
Yes,
Yeah.
K, yes. Karen McKenna, but before she got married, she was Karen McSkinnon.
How am I spelling that? Sorry.
McSkinnon. I think it's MCSKINNING.
Perfect. That sounds about right. Perfect. Thank you.
What?
And are you registered with a GP at the moment?
Yes, I am.
What was the name of that one?
It's Greyhead Medical Practice.
And whereabouts is that, sorry?
It's Renfrew. It's the Renfrew Health Centre. I think it's, I don't know the number, but I know it's Ferry Road.
Ferry Road.
Ferry, like
Ferry.
Ferry,
Ferry
Ferry
Road.
Road.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, so like I said before, so obviously I've discussing experiences like the T application can be difficult and upsetting, okay? So just remind you, take your time during the call. If you need a break, any explanation or support, if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay? And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or anything that you want to make me aware of?
What do you mean by that? Like, you need to start and explain it. Like, you have to explain sorry.
What was that, sorry?
You need to kind of explain it. Like, I don't even know mean communication. Like, I don't go out, I don't socialize anything.
Okay, no, that's okay, right. I'll pop all that down for you, okay? So just take it at your pace, okay? So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you. We'll explain your options, go through how INS law operates, so that's us, and then we'll talk about the funding and the fees, and then we'll go through initial information, and then we can assess then how we're going to be able to help you. Is that all okay?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So the Scottish Redress Scheme, so it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I just want to cover all your options before you decide whether to go with us, okay? So if you want, you can apply by yourself without a solicitor, or you can use a solicitor who operates under the government legal fee scheme. So they're paid by the government for helping you. So they're paid up to £2,000 from the government for helping you, whether you're successful or not in the application. So if you go with us, we don't operate under that, so we don't claim any money off the government. So if you pick us, you'll be choosing private legal representation under something that's called a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for helping you. So just to double check, so have you applied for anything like this before or gone to any of the solicitors relating to the scheme?
Oh,
No.
no,
No, that's okay,
no.
no worries. So our agreement, it operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you want to withdraw at any point again, you pay nothing. So how we work, so if you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. So it's capped at 20%. So no matter what you get from the redress payment, you never pay us more than 20%. Is that all okay?
Like, yeah, it's a little, so in order to, whoever's paid like £10, so it's 10, 20% off £10.
Yeah, so this is 20% of whatever that you may be awarded.
No, but see, like, I'm just so talking to you, like, you haven't dyslexia, that. Whoever's paid like £10, and you're supposed to take 20%, what's
So
that reason?
the minimum award is £10,000. So if you stuck with us, you would pay us two, so you'd get eight.
Right.
So just to make sure, we can't guarantee that it will be successful or the level of award that the scheme might give you, because they operate on a discretionary basis. So we can't guarantee, but we try our best, okay? So
Sorry.
that's okay, no worries, it's fine.
Mate, when you go, Francesca.
So if you decide to stick with us, so we help with, so we gather and review all the evidence for you. We prepare and submit your application. We do all the correspondence and communicating with the scheme. We can advise you on any offers made. We explain the statutory waiver and we assist with anything. So if you have a problem or you're unhappy with the outcome and you want to reconsider or have a review or anything like that, we can do all that for you as well.
Right.
So if a redress offer is made, I'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you accept anything, but it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're never expected to accept the offer without fully understanding the consequences first. So with that, so if you were to accept an offer made by redress, you might not be able to then make any future like claims or complaints or anything like that regarding what you experienced. Is that all okay so far?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So if you decide to proceed, so you have 14-day cancellation after signing the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And also, if you authorise us to, we can start working immediately while the cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send you over an email. Would you prefer being contacted via email or WhatsApp or phone call? What's your best? Phone call, yeah. Okay. So after this or so, I'll send over an email and I can send it to you on a message as well if you'd like, just with the information that we need from you. So we'd need a copy of an ID and then a copy of a letter with proof of address on it. So I'll send you over a list of the different things you can submit over to us, okay?
The only idea I've got is my bus pass that says Louise McKenna on it in my
A birth
photo.
certificate.
What? I've not got a bus certificate.
No, that's okay. So as long as so photographic ID is what we need, so preferably a driving license or a passport or something like that. Did you have one of those?
No.
If not, we can accept three forms of proof of address. So if you have three different letters that have been sent to you with your name and address on, you can send those over instead. They just have to be dated in the last 3 months.
Yeah, I've got them.
You can do that? Perfect. So you can send those over to me on WhatsApp on the chat we've got. So just take photos of them and then I can pop them on your file for you. So we'll need three of them, okay?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So you ready to start the application? Just a few more details first.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect. So, were you known by any other names at all?
No, never in my life. No,
just Louise, perfect. And regarding contacting you, are you happy to be contacted by everything or is there any that you wouldn't like?
Am I happy just to be contacted, aye?
What was that, sorry?
What did you say there? Am I happy with what?
It's like of contacting you. So we send emails, texts, or we phone you. So are you happy to receive all of those?
Please phone me and see if I don't answer the first thing. I'll definitely answer the second thing.
Okay,
it's because I'm driving my pen and my phone.
That's okay. I'll pop on your file so we have to call you twice. And if you'd like as well, I can send you a message before I call you just so you know that So regarding your application, so if you're successful, so if anything was to happen to you, did you want to add a beneficiary?
What does that mean?
So, throughout the application process or following the outcome, if anything was to happen to you where you couldn't accept it or continue with it, it gets handed over to the beneficiary instead.
Who's the beneficiary?
So it can be a close relative, anyone that you nominate, anyone that you don't have to add one if you don't want to. It's just an option if you'd like.
No, I'm a widow. My mum and dad have never known my biological dad. My mum's dead. My fucking brother, my only fucking brother, biological brother, because I've got two younger stepbrothers, he killed himself in 2017. No?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry for career, Francesca, I don't mean it.
That's okay. Don't worry. So following on from that now, so I just need to take so I've got all that. So it'd just be the care settings now. So are you able to name the care settings that you were placed in?
Francesco, I was took after my mum, right? And I was placed in a foster care house. I just know it was a foster care, right? Because it was Barhead. Right?
What was that area, sorry?
Barhead.
Yeah.
Right, it was me, and there was a boy, John, there. I don't know the boy John's second name, right? I can't even remember, the foster carer's names, right? But,
okay.
I'd stayed with them for, a week, right? And obviously, they were getting out on the Friday night. So, their oldest daughter was looking after me and John. And, she's in the living room and I'm not but honest now. She's smoking her cigarettes, right? But she's picking them out and cigarettes after the beef on them, right? The big white bit. It's halfway up, right? I smoked at your age. So I smoked outside the ashtray and the next minute she could smell smoke in my room and after my breath. And she's like, you're stealing my doubts with the ashtray. And I was like, whatever it is, fuck's sake, I fucking smoke. Fuck's sake, I used to steal with my fucking, my mom's backpack. It's like my mom fucking beat fucking 10 fags one thing. It just got me stealing a fag. She's like, this is what you'll do. And she actually put me, this obviously was a, up doing the stairs house. She put me at the back door. Right, and it's got a back door, right? It's it's different back door, right? So the back door, they get weird, it's got the sliding big doors, big glass doors. Right, she put me out there, right? It was pissing. I fucking rained, and I was pissing. pants, stripping down, and their socks on, their shirts on, they and my jammies. They, and she was telling me, it's gone it now. I'm gone it now, I'm not going to I'm getting real fucking mad. You know, if I have to wait, fuck this one. And she stopped on my back one, and I just started running. Well, I don't really know about it. She started running in the middle, phone locked, I go take, I'll bring my feet on that locker.
Yeah.
I phoned my mom. I got the sharpies to my mom. And my mom said, please, you can't come here then. The boys will come here on the pier. On the boys. I'm like, that's all day. I phoned the boys. They came and got me. They took me in. The northern home was called the field. It's now called Rowan Lee. Right? They took me there. Right, and Rowan Lee, it was like a big meeting, like the social work, and like Rowan Lee and Foster Carroll, and it was said that I was too much to handle for Foster Carroll.
Sorry that happened to you.
I was took out my mom, did my stepdad abuse me, right?
Yeah.
I was already trying to deal with that, and then this Foster Carroll got up. Does that to me?
Yeah. Okay, take your time, take a deep breath. You can have a little break if you want.
Okay.
So you were in there for a week, was it, and then you ran away?
I stripped me at the back door. That's why stripped me at the back door with pushing rain at night. You know what I mean? Their socks, their shoes, all of it.
So she just left you there alone outside?
But actually, but the think I was placing foster care because I was a perfect fucking child?
Yeah.
No.
So was it she caught you smoking, was it? And then she kicked you outside?
No, I slowed her down so it was your ass. I slowed them.
I
thinking it out.
Yeah.
You know, so she knows that. And she came in my room and smelled smoke and could smell smoke off my vest and put me out the back door.
Yeah. So she just left you out there at night time.
No, I'm not pure Greek man. Just let me back in, please. Yeah. I'll just go to my bed. And she went in and I thought, fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. And I found the like, back door out today, like, some better can I be. With wooden fence, right, get out into the main street, you know, and the phone book.
So, when you ran away from this, you said the police took you, and they said that they mentioned that you were too much to handle for a foster carer.
They took me in Newfield Children's Home, now called Rowley.
How am I spelling that, sorry?
Newfield. Sorry, I'm dyslexic.
So am I.
Yeah.
Okay, so they took you there, and then what happened?
It's now seen Newfield Children's Home. It's now called Rowan Lee.
Okay. And did anything happen to you while you were there?
I'm living me. I wasn't in court, I was abusing it. I was at a parental control, that's how they like took me off mama, and obviously I was abused with my stepdad.
Yeah.
I was in living me, but I just kept fucking cracking up. I wouldn't abide with the rules and all that. And any time I'd back chat one of the staff, he just flung his to the ground. And then the next minute, it's fucking three or four staff, like fucking animals, talking about just a woman and a guy. It do it three or four staff, pure on me, fucking would try to restrain me. I'm like, where are you, softy? And this is what I do. I'd bump my face right against the rough carpets. No, my face would walk off the bump the rock. No,
yeah.
Then I'd get flung in my room and get told, you're giving me your trainers, Because you'll not be on now if you're, that's where you're staying, in your room. And see, after I put this, after I filled in that form, I was going to write myself and that's that. In fact, man, and I know one of the women that worked in the Newfield around me was Morag McDonald, right? Which I remember, which obviously, like a young lassie, coming out of the room, like with wee jam shots and that, because there's this boy, and then finally, the Newfield, James Campbell, right, like years ago, oh, you've got a nice pair of legs, let's eat breakfast. I'll have you going to the breakfast, but, oh, you've got a nice pair of legs, oh, you've got nice legs, you could probably go back in and put a jammy bottles in a house coat and all that.
They just objectified you and made comments towards you and...
Exactly, they never fucking dealt with why he was fucking there in the first place. Right, and I even remember, and I will say this, Francesca, you're a fucking cow. I even remember my fucking social worker's name at this time, Elaine Whiteside. That was her name when she was based in Johnson Social Work Department.
And what was her name?
Elaine Whiteside.
So you said you filled out forms and stuff, so did you ever file any reports or complaints or anything that was happening to you while you were there? Did you ever have any incident reports or anything that you did while you were at these places?
Fucking obviously I'd say that fucking being an foster kid in a back door. They're foster carers. The lassie was only about, honestly, Francesca, you're lucky she was in her 20s.
Yeah.
She said never have been left to look after me and that boy John. Never, never.
Yeah. So how long were you at the Moorfield Children Home? How long were you there for?
I've been at I was in Newfield around me. Then I get moved for Roundley and Reneal Children's Home.
Yeah.
Then back to Roundley.
Was it all similar things that happened to you in each of the places?
Aye.
So did you say, was it more physical or emotional? Did you say, like, the verbal side of it, or was it physical?
Obviously, like, see me, right, I'll not shut up then, right, like, any, like, no, it was physical and, like, emotional. No, when you walk in your room and your mother took you out your room, just greeting. So it doesn't matter if you smash up this room, or can you just go out tomorrow and get your new furniture and that.
Yeah. So you were moved around a lot, yeah. Obviously, I understand it's very difficult, and if you need to take a break, that's okay. I just ask, is there any other instances that you can remember that you'd like me to write down? Obviously, if you need to take a break, obviously, you're welcome to, okay? So just tell me when you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, just take deep breaths and just have a break, okay?
Aye. Like, nah, see, I've just told you, obviously, sorry, Francesca, right, I need you first, but, Francesca, like, I just became a fucking pro, and I mean, and I can admit this, that I'm now 39. I just became a pure rebel a child. Why fuck's at least I'm looking at me doing the night after my mom. Oh fuck, I might get the same. No, but I just go on the run for weeks on end. You know that? Well, you're making too gas. I can make a social work, social work, They're meant to look after you. You took off your fucking pants or your fucking guardians. Did they fuck? You fucked up my full fucking life.
Yeah.
When she was 16, I get my nose through Strukel. Strukel got me my nose. And 14C, Glenifer Court in Glenburn. That's my first house where I was allotted. Now when you're in care, you get the Section 29 money. You're like, dear, it's like, you don't get the money, right? But they said you can, like, you get like a couch, a bed, carpets, chairs, of floors, man. I got that, right? Fuck sake, 16, fucking that house, man. Fuck, did they wear us? So, like, I just use it so hard. Like, I had the best party thing. Next, obviously, I was been using drugs. Fucking, because I was a party guy, for it. Just fucking, if you can't even just sting me, man, it's all got brand new stuff in it. My party gas, then it took after, and ended up fucking in home motion and all that.
Yeah. Just abandoned by them, weren't you?
I fucking damn me. I was...
I can only try and understand, obviously, how you're feeling, what you went through, but what we're trying to do, obviously, is for you to get the recognition and the acknowledgement that you deserve and the apology, and to try and get to the government that this can't be happening.
I just said, yes, good, you know what? And I've done it. And I still get in the room. I've done it for a good line. And I still get in the room. I caught myself in a daily basis. I've been doing it so short.
Yeah.
I've been doing it fucking... The Midwest people, fucking doctors, psychiatrists, the fucking what? Right?
Yeah.
I cut myself every day, no kill myself, just blood keeps the gum. You see that bit of blood when I'm cutting my leg, right? Just instead of like fusion razor, see that bit of blood? It's like running down your leg, you know that? It's like pure, it's like an adrenaline buzz when it's like, oh,
yeah.
And then I'll wash off. But what I was saying, no uncle, well, when I first got this, is I was cutting myself, right? Putting bleach in my cuts. Then coming in, getting a bit of my big brother's ashes. And like putting my big brother's ashes. And this is how I get sectioned in my.
Yeah.
Because after all, this is happening. You know, righteous in 2024 there, I was in a course with a lassie who, this lassie guy who started sitting this lassie, she'd have got a read with plant pots and that, so obviously I was in one crutch at the time, and I used to, and like fucking, like I tried to like, stop it, I'm glad all this was going, I don't know, camera right, fucking I'm like, gonna leave her alone, no one fucking the next minute. And her name is Lauren McCrudden, right, because they were sitting for it. Lauren McCrudden goes, he's a fag, and I'm like, what? They're in my bag. No, and she's like, in fact, he's your bag, and I'm like, you're not getting my bag, man. I'm not scared of this fancy, and I've dealt my psychiatrist a lot. They've scarred me for life. They've made me incontinent, right, so I don't give a fuck about the beast. Right, the Gary McGinnis cunt. See her, she stays in the men's room where I say, I'm fucking stabbing her. I don't know what it's going to be. In the eye, the ear, I don't know. But I am stabbing her. So see, every morning she wakes up, she'll remember me. Just I remember name. And Francesca said to her, this phone call, I'm going to actually send you the video of this, right? The guy tells me to get down on my knees. They strip naked. You know that, and you take my bag off me.
Yeah. Just left you with nothing.
That is gone incontinent. I'm fucking mad. I can't sleep at night. But
yeah.
I just see him in my fucking my sector. You see my sector? His name is John Paul Sweeney, right? My biological brother. Wayne McKenna, that he called us prick. He abused me. He abused me because I was only lassie. Right, my mum met him, it was Raymond, and then it was me. Right, obviously, Maybe something my mum tried for another lassie. He wanted a lassie for some reason. I don't know. So he went and got his sperm tested. You know, I didn't even know this kind of stuff. I didn't know that your sperm, it needs to be like, you need to, your sperm needs to be like, how can I say it in my words? Your sperm needs to be stronger if you produce a lassie than what it does to produce a boy.
Yeah.
Right, so obviously after that, I've got two younger stepsisters. Fucking, my mum had a miscarriage after my first step girl. Fucking, after my mum got sterilised, after my second step girl. Fucking, like, he made my mum sleep in the couch for 3 months. No? Like, and then fucking my big girl. So obviously, she and my big girl, there's only 2 months. But, like, obviously, you'll know. Like, your lassies are meant to be for a room and all that. But obviously, them dolls come in my room and them dolls remember why you was took after my mom. No? Because
yeah.
Fucking, I was abused by them. No, and then fucking, I'm abused by them foster care, man. No, man. No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fucked my fucking full life up, man. My main fucking the shit's happened to me after that.
Okay. So, I've written down everything we've spoken about today. Okay, so I'll try to write up a statement for you. Are you okay for me to message you if I have any questions regarding anything? Just the names or anything like that. Is that okay? So I've taken notes now of everything we've spoken about today. So I'll need to write up a statement. It'll just be a short statement, just overview of everything. And then if I need just clarification on any names of anything or any places you are in, am I okay to give you a message?
Of course, I am.
Yeah, is that okay? Thank you. Okay, so. After that now, so everything is spoken about. So I'll just go through the second part now of the application. Is that okay, yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so with the redress scheme, so there's two types of applications that we can pursue, okay? So there's the fixed payment of £10,000. So it's a fixed amount regardless of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment where you can get up to £100,000. And it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. And obviously everything you deal with now, like everything that's happened to you and since. So based on the previous awards made and stuff and everything we spoke about today, I'd like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment. Is that okay? So I'd like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment. Obviously you don't have to, you can do the other one. But with this one, so it's a minimum £10,000, then you can get up to £100,000.
You know, girls, me, I just got fucking there.
Yes.
Man, the fucking home records, honestly.
Yeah.
Look at that, man. That fuck's sick, man. You're making me look to be a fucking man as fat. No, I'll cut for a little foster care. No foster care. Wayne's are allowed to fucking pick you out the fucking back door for fucking seeing fucking fat out.
Yeah.
I don't mean to shout at you, Frank.
No, I know.
I'm so happy you said that. You'd like to put me through for that one, honestly.
It's okay. I understand the anger and the frustration towards it all, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to try my best to get you the apology you deserve, okay?
All right. We'll see.
So following this now, so I'm going to write up the statement and everything for you.
Right.
It might be by tomorrow. And then I'll send over the contracts for you to sign. And then when you sign those, then we send it over to redress. Okay. So you don't have to do any communicating with redress or anything like that. It'll just be with me.
Hey, that's pretty good. Francesca, please.
Yeah,
just let me
work
for you.
Yeah, it's just me, I promise. It's just me. So your information will just be shared. So it'll be with me and redress. And then I'll keep in contact with you regarding anything they come back with. Okay, so you don't have to do any communicating with them at all. It'll just be all through me, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'll give you a message now. So I'll write these up hopefully by the end of today. I'll give you a message if I need anything. And then tomorrow I'll send over the contracts and I'll give you a call when I send them over so I can talk you through it if you like. Is that something you'd like?
Hi, Francesca,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I'm dyslexic and I'm quite fit because I didn't go to school. I don't work, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's okay. So I can give you a call to help you and like I'll talk you through it and explain everything. So that'll probably be sometime tomorrow. So I'll give you a message beforehand and then I'll call you. And you said to call you twice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, tomorrow morning, Francesca, I go out at 9:30. I get to 9:30 and I'm usually back in the house for 11 o'clock. I go and get my medication.
Of course, yeah. I'll pop it in for after 11. Is that okay?
Yeah, that is brilliant, Francesca.
No worries.
No worries.
So I'll sort this all out for you and then I'll give you a call back tomorrow, okay?
Right, okay. Francesca, and see if it helps me. And tonight, when you go home after your work, you enjoy your dinner.
Thank you very much, okay? If you have any questions or anything like that, please just message me, okay? So you can give us
thank
a call or message
at
any point. So if you call, someone else might answer the phone, and if you just ask for me, they'll pass the phone over, okay?
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Francesca. Right.
Thank you. I'll speak to you tomorrow, okay?
Right. Thank you. Right. Take care.
And you, bye-bye.